veterans who served during D-Day and are still with us. They're in their 90s now. And as we just heard from Orla, some of them attended the ceremonies today, despite their age. Reporter Jake Saganaro met with one of the last surviving D-Day veterans.
On Omaha Beach in Normandy, a lone piece of concrete juts out of the sand. It's known as Ray's Rock, named after the former U.S. Army medic Ray Lambert. At 98 years old, Ray Lambert is a star on Omaha Beach. People want to shake the D-Day veteran's hand. People like Eric Morrow from Bowie, Maryland.
Sir, from one veteran to another, thanks very much for your service and everything you did.
You're very welcome, sir.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, too.
Thanks.
Last year, the town above the beach, Colville-sur-Mer, which is home to the American Cemetery, put a plaque on the rock with Lambert's name and the names of his fellow medics who landed here on June 6, 1944. Lambert and his men used the concrete mound to shield wounded soldiers from German gunfire 75 years ago during the onslaught of the D-Day landings.
I know that they are being remembered. Those guys are my age today, so they have many of them gone, of course. Their names are here permanently now and will ever be, and it makes me feel good.
Lambert grew up in rural Alabama. He and his brother Bill signed up for the Army in 1940. They went through two landings before D-Day, North Africa in 1942 and Sicily the following year. Ray Lambert was wounded in both assaults and awarded the Silver Star for bravery. Then the brothers faced the Omaha Beach bloodbath together.
He had the machine gun bullets on the ramp like hail, and so we knew when the ramp went down that we would be, the machine gun bullets would come in and kill some of our guys. When I went off the boat, something went through my right elbow, and it shattered the elbow. And so I went underwater to get away from machine gun bullets.
Ray made it to the beach, but he was even more exposed to German gunfire as he tried to treat wounded comrades.
And there was nothing for them, nothing to get them behind. So I was looking around, and I happened to see this rock. And I told my men that we'd have to try to get those guys behind this rock.
Ray was wounded again, this time in the leg, and later woke up next to his brother in a military hospital. Even though they lived through three invasions together, Ray says he and his brother Bill didn't talk about the war much when it was over.
I realized that if I didn't tell these stories about my men, that no, they couldn't do it, and I felt that my responsibility and obligation to them to try to talk to people and tell people about the war and what they did.
Bill Lambert died in 2010, and Ray says this will be his last trip to Normandy. But before he goes home to North Carolina, he wants to have one more glass of Calvados, the region's signature apple brandy.
That'll either cure me or kill me. I'm not sure which one or the other.
The number of locals here who remember the D-Day landings are dwindling, too. Up the coast behind Juneau Beach, Marguerite and Remy Cassignol serve glasses of Calvados at their home in Saint-Aubin-sur-Mer. Marguerite was 17 when the Allies landed. She'd lived under German occupation for 4 years. When explosions in the distance woke her up, her father told her to go back to bed. But around 3 a.m, she says, the noise became unbearable. My father told us we had to go. The invasion had begun. The family took cover in a trench they had dug, then in a stable with neighbors. Today at 92, Cassignol still gets choked up when she talks about what she saw at Juneau Beach just after combat ended. We stopped at the wall, she says. There were Canadians. There were bodies lined up. There was one he didn't have a face anymore. You cannot forget that. Since that day, Cassignol says she doesn't like going to the beaches, even though she lives just steps away. For the world, Jake Saganaro, Saint-Aubin-sur-Mer, Normandy.